What would you call a kind of yellow crookneck fish?
That's a good show. It's yellow streaky. Well, now, squash. A small, there's white, round squash, and then there's what you call a crookneck squash. It's gold in color. But they don't get, you know, real big, about that long. Body and a little crook, just like a cachal, about the same shape. But the big one is a cachal, and it's green and white streaky until it ripens, and then it's green and yellow streaky. But white turns yellow. Cachal pie and pumpkin pie.
What would you have around here that would spring up in the woods after a rain?
Mushroom. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Wild mushroom. Poisonous things. Kill you if you eat them, you say.
Would you ever have any kind that you could eat? Would you ever know of any kind?
Well, if we have any edible, we don't know it, so we don't eat none of them.
Did you ever hear mushrooms called anything else at all?
Yeah, toad dudes and devil snuff. They'll grow up, and when they get dry, you can kick one of them and a yellow substance will fly from it, look just like snuff. You call it devil snuff. Toad, of course, toad dude, that's one, you know, when it's big. I've seen them that big. Stem that big one. According to how rich the place is. They say that's where they got the penicillin.
Yeah.
A mold off of horse shit. And bread. Anything that molds.
What kinds of different things would people smoke?
Smoke? Well, now knowingly, cigarettes. It's all I know about. Of course, I hear of marijuana and all that junk. But I never come in contact with a marijuana cigarette in my life. Don't even think about it.
When you were pretty young, years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're talking. I smoked rabbit tobacco. And I smoked coffee. I smoked cotton leaves.
How, cotton leaves, how were they?
They were none of that no good.
Yeah.
You know, you was just a young and you done something mean around my barn. And it didn't matter how good it was, you was getting by with something.
Did you ever hear cigarettes called anything else? People call them.
Well, Toby.
What would Toby be?
I guess that'd be a half-smoked cigarette. And what about that? What about getting that Toby when we were young and we? Well, we'd be down in the toilet at the schoolhouse, you know, we'd be down in the woods, and we'd be hid, and sometimes there'd be half a dozen of us smoke one cigarette. Just enough to get our tail whooped, not nothing. Not that bit of good in it.
Would you ever hear cigarettes called a cheroot?
Cheroot? That's a cigar. I heard cigar. Ain't there a cigar named cheroot?
I'm not sure. There might, be or there might have been. I'm not.
I believe there had been a cigar by that name. A cheroot. I believe I'm right now. Homemade in a cigarette. Made out of Prince Albert, I smoked a ton of it. And country gentleman. And even smoked a little stingy green. You know what stingy green is?
No, what's...
Stingy green is homemade tobacco you grow at home, you know. You got 8 or 10 stalks out there and had to get dry. Crumble it up. Some old people used to roll it, sweeten it, and chew it. They still call it stingy green, though. That's what they call it.
So if you raise about 10 stalks of tobacco, you'd have enough tobacco to last you a year or so.
Oh, yeah. If you could smoke it. But it's stalked up. You can't do much with it. And getting it hemmed up, too. Getting it in your paper. And the wind blowing.
Right, so he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't... If he had a sore throat or something, you'd say he... He couldn't eat it because he couldn't
swallow it.
If
he can't swallow it, so sore. Yeah, I had mine just in that shape. Yes, sir.
There's a lot of people at a party having a good time. You might say they're all standing around the piano. You might say they're all, if they're having a good time, they might be playing some music and everybody might be
What would he be doing? Well, if they were good singers, they might be harmonizing.
Uh-huh.
And if they wasn't, they would be.
If
you're off chord or, or out of tune.
If somebody told a joke, everybody might be
laughing.
Uh-huh.
All of them laughing but one. Uh-huh. John, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny to everybody but Tom.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear an expression, he don't know Fletcher from Shelby?
Shelby. Fletcher from Shelby. You don't know Fletcher from Shelby.
Uh-huh.
And I got another expression I can say, but I can't say it.
Uh-huh.